Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom and dad and grammy and grampy? How do we make wise decisions about care? How do we pick a place, our caregiver? How do we take care of a parent that's beginning to fail physically or mentally or emotionally? How do we make wise decisions? How do we use the tools that are at our disposal in a wise, compassionate, and effective manner? Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 18 years on KFBK and Assets and Aging, the state and probably the country's longest-running program, California's single best source of information on senior issues. Glad to have you with us. Glad to be able to join you for another day. One of the things I'm confronted with every day as I read the internet and I read newsletters and I read listservs and I read the newspaper is and those of you that have followed my newsletter, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute, and my radio programs, is the all-out assault on seniors and on nursing homes and on assisted living facilities and on boarding cares and the all-out assault that's on against all people who try to make a difference in the life of seniors. Seniors in the United States control a vast amount of money, and there are a lot of special interests, a lot of people whose only goal in life is to get to that. And one of these days, when I'm ready to be really brave, I'll go into it in detail and start letting you know on a deeper level the organizations out there that purport to be pro-senior, but in fact are money-making operations purporting to be there to help the aged and the disabled and seniors and their families. This world is full of all kinds of people telling all kinds of tales. I think I told you that recently I went to a seminar for $300 and change trusts, and that almost everything they said was either a lie, a misstatement, or simply ignorant. And that kind of stuff goes on and on and on. So today we're going to try to bring some light to the subject. We're going to try to get you the information that you need so that you can make wise decisions as it pertains to your parents, your family, your loved ones, the people who mean something to you in your life. Good morning. My name is Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice. So I have to say this, folks, every week. Because otherwise there's 12 different agencies and organizations that send me nasty letters or make nasty phone calls. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're doing and talking about. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license registered in Sacramento, California. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be, especially one of these days I'll talk to you about, never mind. There's only two forms of advice that securities people give you. And one of these days I'll talk about them, and they're exactly the same. So I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, because then I can tell you the truth. I'm a notary. What else? I'm a legal document assistant. I think I may have said that. My mind this morning is just full of lots of things I want to talk about, and in X amount of time, I'm trying to get to them. And there's probably some other stuff in there. You can go to my website and it'll tell you all the things I'm not. How do you get in touch with me? And what do I do? There's a couple ways. One is you can always call me. You can always call my office. If I'm not there, I always return phone calls. My office number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. There you will find my upcoming workshops. I do them on a regular basis. If you've never been to one of my workshops, you've never been to a workshop before, because my workshops are like nothing else you've ever been to. And if you've never been to one of them, then go to my website and sign up for the next one. The workshops are free. They're about once a month, and you don't want to miss them. They're usually full, and you can only make reservations online. You can also look for my ads for my workshops in the Sacramento Bee. You can go to my Twitter account. My Twitter handle is @AssetsAndAging. And also on my website, you can look at my archived podcasts and radio shows. Every Wednesday on my website, I do a live podcast. It's on one subject. It lasts about 15 minutes, and that subject is always related to senior issues, to long-term care issues, to planning issues. Every Wednesday at noon. You can do that at my website. You can also go down and sign up for an appointment. You can ask me a question. You can do all of that on the landing page when you open up my website. It's all available on the first page. You don't have to go through 27 pages. You can just scroll down. You can sign up for my free newsletter. If you have not, in fact, later on today, I'm going to be writing a newsletter. One of my goals I already have laid out for myself, what I want to talk about, and I'll be doing a newsletter. If you have not signed up for my free newsletter, you should do so. There's lots of ways to get in touch with me. The key is you have to make the first step to begin to take care of that person in your family that you know is beginning to fail. So 800-999-8007, my website, assetsandaging.com, which is chock full of information. You can sign up for a workshop. You can listen to my archived radio shows. You can ask me a question, or you can sign up online for a free appointment. All of those ways you can get help. Okay, I want to get to the subject for the day. And the subject for the day, please don't laugh, I'm going to go somewhere with this, is how to change a light bulb. How to change a light bulb. And I'm going to start out slowly. The first thing you have to do to change a light bulb, and I want you to think about this in deep terms. I want to preface all this by one of my favorite sayings, and as we begin to talk about how to change a light bulb. And it's from Leo Tolstoy. And Leo Tolstoy, and try to remember this, write it down somewhere, said a long time ago, don't ask me where or when. Here's his quote: ignorance in itself is neither shameful nor harmful. Nobody can know everything. But pretending that you know what you actually do not know is both shameful and harmful. And that's going to be what we're kind of talking about today. And we're going to start out by talking about how to change a light bulb. And I'm going to relate all of this to long-term care. So stick with me. But I want to walk through this with you because it's important. The first thing you have to do to change a light bulb is to notice something. In order to change a light bulb, you have to notice what first? Let's see who's smart and picks this up. No, wait for it. That's right. You have to notice that the light bulb's not working. If every time you go into the kitchen and you flip on the switch and it's dark and you don't say to yourself, oh gosh, the light bulb's not working, then you're not paying attention. I want you to equate the light bulb to that person in your life whose light is beginning to dim, either through physical frailty or mental frailty or dementia or whatever it is. If you don't notice, if you pretend that every time you walk in and you flip on the switch, that the light bulb works when it really doesn't, you're operating in a fool's paradise. And so the first thing you have to notice is the light bulb's not working. Then what's the next step you have to do in order to change a light bulb? You never thought a light bulb was this important, did you? But bear with me. So now what do you have to do to change the light bulb? Well, you first have to go get a new light bulb. Now, if you don't have a light bulb, then you have to get in a car and you have to go get a light bulb. Now, most people have spare light bulbs around, don't we? Why? Because we know there's a very good chance that light bulbs in our house will go out. It's just a fact of life. They light bulbs go out. They have a filament, they go out. They're LED bulb, they go out. They lose their bright, they go out. Now, I want you to equate the light bulb to whoever in that family you know that is beginning to lose their luster. You know, who is that? So the first thing we have to have is a spare light bulb. We have to be prepared for the light to go out. Then what do we need? Well, if it's a table lamp, we can just reach over there and do it. If it's a ceiling lamp, I now have to go get the new light bulb, and I have to go get a ladder. And I have a light bulb that's the bane of my existence in the breezeway of my house. And it's got the worst cover on it on the planet Earth. Changing this light bulb is a 15-minute affair. So I have to go get a ladder, and then I have to climb up the ladder. I have to try not to fall off the ladder. I need both hands to go up the ladder, so I have to make sure I'm using a shirt with a pocket in it so I can put the spare light bulb in my pocket. And I can't put it in my pants pocket because I can't read it. My point is, the thought that goes into this is important. I'm going somewhere with this. Bear with me. Then, because of the way the cover of the light bulb in my breezeway outside is, I need a screwdriver, and I need a long screwdriver. I need a Phillips head screwdriver, and I need a long screwdriver. And I have to take out two screws, and I have to take those out while balancing the cover because it's glass and I don't want to drop it and break it. And so I've got one hand holding the cover, one hand on the screwdriver, and as the screw comes out, I have to be careful that it doesn't fall out and go drop down on the floor. And now I have to do what? Go back down the ladder and on, et cetera. Then I have to change the light bulb. Okay, I have to take the old light bulb out, put the new light bulb in, make sure it's working, then try to balance on the ladder and put the cover back on, and then go back down the ladder, put all the tools away, dispose of the light bulb correctly, and now I have a new light bulb. I have to go through all of that to change a light bulb. I need a plan. Now, this is just to change a light bulb. I need a plan, I need tools, I need equipment, I need to understand how the cover over my light bulb works and what the requirements are going to be. I need to do all of that to change a light bulb. Now I want to add to my list of things to do, I want to change a tire. And I'm relating all of this to getting older and the tools and the planning that's needed. How many of you have ever changed the tire? Raise your hands, please. Not if you're driving. Don't raise your hands if you're driving. How many of you have ever changed the tire? How many of you have ever had, almost all of us, I've had to change many tires. So have most of you. In order to change a tire, just to change a tire, I want you to walk through in your head all the things that you have to do to change a tire. Well, first of all, you have to what? Get to a place where you can change the tire. You don't just stop in the middle of the freeway and change the tire. And then you have to do what? You have to open up the trunk, hope the spare tire is in there, hope the spare tire is inflated because you haven't checked it in 5 years, hope the jack is there, hope you remember how to use it, hope you have a lug nut wrench in the car, hope you're strong enough to use the lug nut wrench, and you remember the rest of the process. And you have to jack it up, not too high. You have to make sure the brakes are set on the car so the car doesn't roll away. Make sure you're not on too much of an incline so it doesn't fall off the jack. Make sure the jack's properly placed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You jack the car up, then you got to take the tire off. You got to make sure you put the lug nuts somewhere where you don't lose them. Then you've got to take the tire off, put the new tire on all the time, making sure you're strong enough and that everything's balanced and you're not falling over and you're not getting hit by the other cars that are zooming by going 60 miles an hour. Then you have to put the spare tire back in the trunk of the car, put all the equipment back in the trunk of the car, and then you go to wherever you're going, and then what do you have to do? Then you got to take the spare tire, the original tire, to the place, have the hole fixed, put the original tire back on, put the spare tire and everything back in the trunk, and you're ready for the next time. All of that required to change a tire. You have to have a plan. You have to have the right tools. You have to have all of those things in order to change a tire. Now, so I've started with two simple things. I've started with changing a light bulb and changing a tire. And I can go on, and I can keep making this more and more difficult. How many of you have ever put in a garbage disposal? I have, many times. I've changed my own garbage disposals. How many of you, and what does it take? You got to get the right garbage disposal. You got to make sure it fits. You got to make sure the seal's done. You got to make sure the drains are hooked up properly, that there's no leaks, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If you've ever changed a garbage disposal, you need tools. You need that. How many of you have ever swapped out a dishwasher? I have. You know, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff. First thing, you got to make sure the water's turned off. Then you have to do a bunch of other things. And I can keep going more and more and more and more difficult. How many of you have ever changed the spark plugs on a car? I have. I'm relating this all to things that happen on a common basis. If you change the spark plugs to a tire, you got to make sure you have the right kind of spark plugs. What spark plugs do you want? Do you want regular ones? Do you want platinum ones? You want sterling silver? You want embossed aluminum? You know, what kind of spark plugs do you want? There aren't embossed aluminum spark plugs. Then you have to have the right tools. You have to have a strong back because you're going to be bent over the car. You have to make sure it's all done. In the old days, those of you are as old as I am, you had to gap the spark plugs. Some of you don't know what that means. And then you had to have a tool to gap the spark plugs. And you change the spark plugs. And away you went. We don't have to do that so much anymore. Now, in all of these cases, as the tasks get more difficult, we have to do what? We have to have more skill. We have to have more education. We have to have more of the correct tools. We have to have the ability to do it. And we have to have the patience and the time to do all this. Now, I want you to translate all of this. I told you I was going somewhere with this, and you needed to stay with me. To aging. Aging is a task. There's a process that we're going to go through and our loved ones are going to go through as we age. The first thing we have to do is notice the problem. The light bulb's not working. The garbage disposal isn't working properly. The dishwasher isn't working properly. There's something different about it. My car, its gas mileage is going down, or it's beginning to miss or vibrate, or we have to notice the signs of the problem that have led to us to notice that, in my original example, that the light bulb's out. We have to begin to pay attention to those things. And the same thing is true with your loved one, your family member, yourself, whoever it is. You have to begin to notice that there's a problem, that the light bulb is dimming, that the car is beginning to miss. Now remember, a flat tire tends to happen suddenly, and sometimes that happens with aging, because it could be a stroke, it could be a heart attack, it could be... Other times, the problem comes on slowly. Like over a period of time, we begin to notice that our dishes aren't getting clean in the dishwasher. There's something wrong. We're not sure what it is. We hear a sound from our engine, and we don't know what it is, but it gets worse and worse and worse. The same thing is true as we get older. We have to get to be more sensitive to those around us as to what changes are going on that we begin to notice in ourselves or in our loved ones that tell us that something's wrong, that there's something amiss here. And then as we begin to notice that, we have to make a choice. Do I get it fixed? Do I deal with it? Or do I ignore it until the engine blows up? Do I ignore it? Okay. And I don't change the light bulb in the breezeway of my house because I just don't want to go up the ladder today, and I don't want to do that. So tomorrow night when I park the car in the garage and I walk across the breezeway and I don't see the steps that are there and I stumble on the steps and hurt myself, and now all of a sudden I have a very large problem because I didn't want to deal with the light bulb because I didn't have time, I didn't have the tools, I didn't have the ability, I was lazy, whatever the reason is. I want you to take all those examples and I want you to transpose them to the issues of aging. And then I want a quote one more time from Leo Tolstoy's quote. Again, ignorance in itself is neither shameful nor harmful. Nobody can know everything. But pretending that you know you actually do not know is both shameful and harmful. If you continue to ignore the dishwasher or the car or the light bulb or that parent or grandparent or loved one who is beginning to fail, then knowing that is both shameful and ultimately harmful. Harmful in ways you can't even imagine. And when I come back, I want to tell you a little story that came up this week and comes up every week. You have a chance to make a difference. You have a chance to notice that the light bulb in your family or with your loved one is beginning to dim. You have the choice to do something about it. I'm going to give you some tools in a minute. Remember, in all the examples I gave you, you had to have tools. I'm going to give you tools in the next half hour. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Get in to see me. Get off your you-know-what and go out and begin to deal with the dimming light bulb or the dishwasher that doesn't work so well or that loved one who we look at and go, something is wrong here. Because if you don't take care of it, who's going to? Until it's a crisis. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I'll be back in just a couple minutes with the second half of the show, and we're going to begin to talk about tools. Don't go away. We'll be back right after a quick couple messages and the news. Stick around. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. You can contact me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, or and on my website, you can contact me. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. I have them all the time. You need to pay attention to when they are and get to them. You can sign up for a free consultation with me. I'm doing one this week all by phone because we have people scattered all over the country. Some of them are here. Some of the kids are in other states. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can get more information. You can ask me a question online. Yeah, it's important that you begin to understand what's happening in your family and you are prepared to take care of it. Okay. Again, you're listening to Assets and Aging, California's single best source for the answers and solutions to the issues of aging. All right, let's talk about tools. Remember, we've been talking about noticing things from changing light bulbs to cars to whatever. And I've said all through the first half hour, you need to equate that to beginning to look around your family and find out what's beginning to break down in your family. Who is it? How serious is it? All of those kinds of things. You need to be observant. It's important. You need to be observant. So what's beginning to break down in your family and what are the? How do you deal with it? Well, in all the things I talked about in the first half hour, there were tools. You know, from a screwdriver to a pair of pliers to a wrench to a lug nut to a jack to a, in order to fix the things that we noticed that were breaking, we needed tools. Well, the same thing is true when it comes to long-term care planning. When it comes to dealing with a family member who's getting older, who's beginning to fail, who's, you know, beginning to break down, you have to have certain tools. So after I notice that there's a problem, what are the tools that are available to what? Bob, what do you mean tools? I don't understand. Well, let me go back to repairing a flat tire. What if you don't have the tools in your car? You get a flat tire and you don't have the tools. Or you don't have the tools to fix the dishwasher or whatever it is. What do you wind up doing? Come on, start and think of it. You don't have the tools. Most of us call somebody. For instance, there's a lot of things I can fix. When my air conditioning unit goes out, I don't know how to fix it. I know that the air coming out of the register isn't cold anymore, but I don't know how to fix my air conditioner, so I call my air conditioner guy. By the way, I have the best one on the planet, Pro Air Heating and Air Conditioning. They've been with me for 15 years. They're the, There's nobody better. And I know there's nobody better because I've been using them a long time and I tried people who weren't so good. So I can call somebody if I don't know how to do it. So if I don't know how to fix a dishwasher or I don't know how to, I call somebody with the education, the tools, and the knowledge to go look at my air conditioning unit and say, you know, Bob, your frenobitus valve is broken or whatever it is. And because I trust him and I know that he knows what he's doing, I have him fix my air conditioner. It works. I pay him and life is better. The same thing is true in planning for the care of a frail elderly loved one. First, you have to recognize it. Well, it was easy. There was no cold air coming out of my air conditioning unit. I recognized that right away. Sometimes recognizing those things in an adult who's failing is harder, but you have to look. You have to notice. There are tools you can use. You can go to the website and pull up something called a SLUMS exam, S-L-U-M-S. You could Google just SLUMS exam. It was put together by St. Louis University and the VA as a test for lay people to use to determine if someone has dementia or early dementia. There are lots of tools available to know. You can talk to your mom's doctor. How's mom doing? If you have the right documents, you can do all that kind of stuff. But first you observe the problem. Now, if you can then fix it, if you know how to fix it, then you can fix it. But this week, I had someone call, and they had put a loved one in a nursing home, and Medi-Cal was not paying for the nursing home. And they said, well, we don't understand. And all of a sudden, they had to pay the nursing home bill out of their own pocket. And they said, but we're on Medi-Cal. Well, they had gone and tried to do this themselves. They didn't have the right tool or the right knowledge. And they had signed up for the wrong Medi-Cal program. So even though they were on Medi-Cal, they were not on the Medi-Cal program that pays for nursing homes. And in addition, the parent in the nursing home didn't meet the criteria for long-term care, and therefore Medi-Cal was not going to pay the bill, and they owed a really large amount of money to the nursing home. Because they didn't have the right knowledge, they didn't have the right tools, and so instead of calling somebody who had the knowledge and had the right tools, they tried to do it themselves. How many of you, I'm guilty of this, how many of you have ever tried to fix something because you thought you could, and at the end of the day you couldn't, and it cost you twice as much to get it fixed because of how bad you had messed it up? Come on, guys, we've all done this. And wives are all looking at their husbands going, yeah, you know, Mr. No Directions over here tried it, and we wound up paying three times as much as we would have had to had we called a plumber in the first place or whatever it is. I've done it. We've all done it. In this case, it was a tens of thousands of dollars mistake because the person did not have the tools nor the knowledge nor the ability to solve the problem. Recognize that there was a problem with a parent, but didn't have the tools. You have to be honest with yourself. Again, I'm going to read you the Tolstoy quote one more time, which has become one of my favorite quotes. Leo Tolstoy, ignorance in itself is neither shameful nor harmful. Nobody can know everything, but pretending that you know what you actually do not know is both shameful and harmful. The point is, know what you know. In the business that I'm in, one of the things I've done over the year is collected really smart people around me who know stuff about subjects I don't know anything about. I don't do taxes. But when my clients need somebody who can figure out taxes for an estate or a decedent or a trust, or how do we deduct long-term care costs, I have people that really know what they're doing. Or other things like that. I know people that know all the best assisted living facilities, all the best caregivers. By the way, I know great caregivers. If you're looking for someone to help take care of your mom in their home, I know people who are fabulous at it. Because over the years, I've learned what I don't know. And as a result of that, I've surrounded myself with people who know the things that I don't know about. So if you've recognized the problem with your parent or your loved one, what are you doing about beginning to solve that? Do you have the tools? And are your tools the Yugo variety or the Maserati variety? For those of you that don't know what a Yugo is, you'd have to be old enough to know what a Yugo is. That was a car imported from Yugoslavia years ago. People that know what a Yugo was are now laughing because they ran less than they were broken down. So are the tools that you have to deal with that parent or that spouse or that grandparent, are they of the Yugo variety or are they of the Maserati variety? Are the tools that you have inadequate to deal with mom and dad? Are your documents inadequate? Do you know how often I and elder law attorneys that I know see documents that are not good tools? In fact, they're the wrong tool for the wrong thing. For those of you that know tools, you can have two tools that look like they would both work, but only one of them really works on that particular product. You know, I can say I needed a screwdriver, but what kind of screwdriver worked? Did a hex head screwdriver work? Did a Phillips screwdriver work? Did a star pattern screwdriver work? Did a straight blade screwdriver work? They're all called screwdrivers, but only one of them's going to work. And even then, I have to have the right size of screwdriver to make it work. So do I have the right plan? Do I have the Yugo plan? Do I have the Yugo tools or do I have the Maserati tools that are going to make sure that when mom or dad or grammy or grampy become ill, become frail, become demented, that I have the right tools to make sure that I can fix the problem that's in front of me? I cannot tell you how important having the right tools is. When someone comes in to see me and they say, you know, mom's losing it or dad's losing it or grandma just had a stroke and we don't know what to do. The first thing I ask them is what tools do you have to deal with the problem? Those tools can take lots of different forms. The tools are simple things like, does mom have a house? And if she does, whose name is it in? Are mom and dad married and dad has had a stroke? Whose name are the assets in? Who has control of the assets? Who can apply for government benefits? Who can engage in self-dealing? Who can protect assets? Who's authorized to go out and buy other tools that might be needed, or create other tools that might be needed? Are the tools you have the right size? Do they only take care of one thing, or do they take care of lots of things? Do I have the tool in my hand, or am I going to have to go to a store to find the tool that I need to deal with my mom and my dad, or my sister, or my brother, or whoever it is? I have a client right now that has a special needs child, a child with special needs. And the tools that were prepared for this person are the wrong tools. In fact, the tools that were prepared for this person will cause a Medi-Cal recovery when the child with special needs dies. The tools were all wrong. The problem, the person understood, but the tools that were given to them were all wrong. They're just the wrong tools. Do you have the right tools? If you're taking care of an elder parent in your home and getting paid for it, or you're taking care of them in their home, do you have the right to do that? Do you have a tool that says you have the right to get paid by your incompetent mother for taking care of her or father? That you have the right to live in their home without paying rent? Do you have those tools that allow you to do those kinds of things? Do you have access to, if you don't have the tools, do you have access to people that do have the tools and the education and the knowledge to do all of this kind of stuff? That's why this show has existed for all of these years. That's why I've been doing this for over 25 years, is trying to give people the tools that they need, the education that they need, the access to the experts that they need, so that when this problem begins to percolate with their family or their loved one or their friends, they have the tools. And there's lots of them. There are lots of tools that you need to have. And the kind of tools you need to have depend to a great deal on whether you want to buy the Yugo or do you want to buy the Maserati. By the way, see, the Yugo comes with no warranty. The Maserati comes with a lifetime warranty. Those two things are hugely different. One is because getting older, your problem in many cases doesn't get better, it gets worse. And you need to have a plan that has not only the tools you need today when it's only moderately bad, to making sure that your plan has the tools that are available when it gets really bad. I'm making this analogy on purpose, because it's back to, can you change a light bulb? Yeah, but you got to know how to change the light bulb. You have to have the spare light bulb. You have to have the tools to change the light bulb. You have to have a light bulb on hand, and et cetera. And as the task gets more difficult, you're going to need more of these things. So do you have all those? Well, Bob, I have tools. I have tools. I went and bought a $399 trust, and I've got powers of attorney, and I've got this, and I've got, are they the right tools? Remember, you need different tools to fix a car than you need to fix a dishwasher. They're both tools. They're both problems, but you need different tools for one than you need for the other. What wattage light, you're going to change the light bulb. What wattage light bulb are you going to use? You know, there's light bulbs all the way from 5 watts up to, I don't know, 100,000 watts. I don't know how many watts, So it's not, do you have the right light bulb? Because the right light bulb can make all the difference. Did you ever try reading in dim light? It's much harder than reading in the correct light, isn't it? So it's not enough to say, well, I have some tools. It's, do you have the right one? So you have a trust. What does it say? What tools does that trust give you to deal with your mom or your dad or your grammy or your grampy? Well, Bob, after they're dead, I get everything. I don't care what happens when they're dead. What happens if they're just broken? What happens if they just need repair? They need help. They need assistance. Do your tools, are they the right tools to deal with that? Well, my dad's a vet. Well, good. Do you have the tools to deal with the VA administration? Do you have the tools to fix broken things? What if either mom or dad died? Did their documents, did their tools say it took both of them to operate? Or does it allow the survivor to continue to operate and do whatever they do? And if something happens to the survivor, do the kids have the same tools available to them that mom and dad had? I venture to say that most of you don't have the answers to those questions. When people come to my workshops, one of the things I include is a little questionnaire. It's not a questionnaire I take. It's a questionnaire about their toolkit. And it asks them about tools. Do you have this tool? Yes, no, or unsure. Do you have this tool? Yes, no, or unsure. Those of you who've been to my workshops, you know what I'm talking about. And it asks them what tools that they have. And it asks them whether or not those tools will work in this situation, and this situation, and this situation. Okay? For instance, I have a tool. Some of you have the same tool. Okay? I have, in my bathroom, has a high ceiling. And the light bulb's up there. I can't reach with my arm. Even though I'm tall, I can't reach them. So I have a tool that I bought that allows me, it's got a little suction cup thingy on the end, it allows me to go up, suction cup the light bulb, turn it, and pull it down so I don't have to go get a ladder because it's safer. And then I can put the new light bulb on, put it up there, screw it in, and I don't have to get on a ladder, and I don't have to do any of that stuff, and I can change the light bulbs that are up high that I can't reach. How many of you have ever tried to clean a window? You notice window cleaners sometimes have squeegees with long handles on them so they don't have to go up on ladders. They have the right tool for the right circumstance. Do you have the right tools to take care of every circumstance that your mom or your dad or your spouse or your grammy or your grampy or whoever's going to go through? Do you have all the tools that are going to allow you to be able to deal with that loved one who has dementia and is going to spend 10 or 12 or 15 years with the dementia getting worse and worse and worse and worse? Do you have the tools necessary to deal with that loved one who has Parkinson's or MS or ALS or osteoporosis, or has severe diabetes, which can lead to stroke and amputation and all kinds of things? Do you have all the tools that are necessary to deal with that? I don't know the answer for you. I know you need to do an inventory. And if you're not sure, then take advantage of the workshops. Take advantage of my free appointments and get a hold of me, and I'll have you bring in the tools that you have, and we'll talk about them, and we'll talk about them as they apply to your situation. Because the tools that you have to apply to you, and the tools are different. Are you married? Are you single? You have kids? You like all your kids. You like some of your kids, but not all your kids. You have his kids and her kids. You like his kids, but you don't like her kids. You have assets. She has assets. You want your assets to go to your kids. She wants her assets to go to her kids. You don't have any kids. You don't know who's going to get. You don't know what your tools say about that. You have a lot of money but no property. You have a lot of property but no money. All of those require different tools. You have dementia that runs in your family. You have stroke that runs in your family. You have debilitating illnesses that run in your family. What does your toolkit say? Does it supply the tools to deal with all of that? You can find out. It's easy. It starts with a phone call. Call my office and get in to see me, and let's look at your toolkit. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And the good news is at the end of the day, I can make sure that your toolkit meets your needs, fulfills your wishes and desires, and does the things it's supposed to need when not only today's problems come up, but unforeseen problems come up. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for a workshop. Listen to a radio show. Get involved. Make sure that the tools that you have available to you to deal with the issues of aging are appropriate for you, you understand how to use them, the children who might need them understand them, or whoever you pick, they know where the tools are, and they can use them to make your life better, to fix that part of your life that is broken or that loved one that is broken. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can make a big difference in your life and the life of someone you love by making sure you have the right tools and the right toolkit. And that's what this show and my workshops are all about. 800-999-8007. Get the toolkit that works for you and for your family and for your loved ones. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. I hope you have a wonderful day. See you on the podcast. See you at the workshops. See you here again next week. Have a great day and a wonderful, wonderful week. Talk to you all later. Bye.